Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Friends Without Benefits, where the only benefit you're getting out of this podcast is listening to two best friends talk shit every hour for a week.
I said every hour for a week. No offense, but I would not do that. Fuck that.
Oh, imagine. In this episode, we talk about park life, as well as one night stands, your horror stories, and also Anna is on Hinge. Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions, or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right.
So, since recording the last episode, we decided to check the charts, and somehow...
I'm annoyed at myself because Anna checked... We've been checking every day, we haven't checked today. It's literally been like, what day is it today? Monday.
Monday.
It launched on Friday. We've had a weekend of the podcast episode one being out, which thank you guys so much for all the love.
Yeah, thank you, it's been crazy.
We thought the first episode was going to be really boring, and we made jokes which got cut out of it, telling you not even to listen. So the fact that it's in the charts, we, like I said, didn't know where it was. Been checking every day. I'm annoyed I didn't tell Anna live on the podcast, but we are.
We are number 11.
On Spotify.
Like top 200, which is crazy because on Friday I was like, guys, like it's the top 200 charts. Like, do you think we might be able to get in it? And everyone was like, yeah, maybe. But like, we were looking at all the podcasts and the fact that we actually did get to number 11 and then we're number 7 on the comedy chart as well.
Yeah, it's just crazy because if you see some of the podcasts in front of us, we've got like Emma Chamberlain's podcast, Joe Rogan's, Shag Married Annoyed. And then below us, there's also massive podcasts like Impulsive, Logan Paul, The Fellas, like there's so many big podcasts that we're in front of after launching
it's
one episode.
Crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
Nice little confidence boost, so thanks,
guys. I know, fucking hell, like what the hell? I literally did not expect it at all. We're going to check now. Well, this is where when this episode goes up, everyone's going to go
over
to
drop.
Spotify. If you go over to Spotify after this episode and it's not anywhere near that, then just like pretend we never even said anything because it obviously does change all the time. But if you want to keep listening, that'd be great. So, Anna, weekly roundup, what you've been up to. It's actually been 2 weeks
since we sat down
and filmed the first episode.
We've done a lot actually in the last two weeks.
Like I've done a lot in like the past 2 months. I feel like I've actually not had a weekend. I really haven't had a weekend yet where I've been in my apartment.
I remember you saying that you wanted one.
Like I thought this weekend was going to be the weekend, but then Lewis's brother came up, so we were literally out the entire weekend.
I have been either really ill, dying, which is why I sound like this, or... What else did I do? I went to the NTAs. I went to Park Life.
Should we start from the beginning? Rewind time. We'll do it in chronological order. Start from the beginning. Is the beginning my birthday?
I think the beginning was your birthday, yeah.
We went to London. We're taking it all the way back to...
All the way back.
It's quite far. September's nearly over.
It's like 2 weeks ago.
It's literally the 20th of September, yeah.
Only 3 weeks ago, actually.
Bloody hell. This month's just gone so fast. 28th of August, we all were in London.
Yeah.
You were in London before for like Molly May's event and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I went there a couple of days early.
And then we went to London for my birthday and Josh's birthday. It was really, really fun, but the weekend just seemed to go. And I feel like every single time we go out now, we end up ill. Like, one of us ends up dying.
I was ill in London. Really
but not,
bad.
But even not from a hangover. Like, we're not saying that ill from dying and people are going to be listening. Like, well, of course, if you're going out on a night out.
Yeah, it wasn't from that. Because I spent the whole night at Josh's drinking honey lemsip
literally,
and hot water.
We were playing drinking games, and Anna were playing drinking games with a lemsip.
Because like, I was like, I'm not going to be stupid. I'm not going to drink and make myself worse. And I still woke up the next morning. I had zero voice.
I don't know what it is. I feel like we're not even old, but I feel like, do you know when my mum used to say, oh my God, in my prime, I used to be like this. And like, I feel like we're still at our prime. But for some reason, one of the group gets ill, which then means the next day, the entire group just does nothing.
I mean, it's like freshers time right now as well. Everyone should be out
Freshers. See,
I would not be going to any freshers
thing. I didn't go to a freshers thing. This is bringing it back from the past to the present now. I'm talking literally this weekend. It was freshers weekend this week started. I was saying to myself, when the hell is freshers going to start? I thought it had started
like
September
like
3rd. Didn't. It started now. I went out this weekend and like the amount of people I bumped into and also the amount of like people that I look at and think, oh my God, you look 18. Like, not that it's a bad thing, but
yeah.
I literally, like, from when I was last in a club, I was the 18-year-old. And then now, 2 years later, back in a club, I'm now, like, fucking 30.
I feel like you can say that because you're 22, but I'm still 20. I'm still a little baby.
But everyone looks so young. Like, everyone in the clubs looks so young. And it is absolutely rammed. Like, absolutely rammed. It's fun,
I'm
though.
I'm trying to think. I haven't actually been proper clubbing for a while, actually, since I went to Cirque, which
you
was like over a month ago.
You should see Fallowfield now as well.
Like, oh, yeah, I know, because everyone's moved in.
I've only ever known Fallowfield as it was last year. I thought it was busy last year, but we were in lockdown.
No,
like,
it's
in a pandemic. It is
busy,
heaving all the time.
I went to Dev's the other night and I was there probably like 11, half 11, and I've never seen a place more busy in my life.
It's crazy, and it makes me a bit jealous though. I said to Lewis, this makes me want to go back to uni just to experience this again.
Really?
I said, I don't feel like, sorry, we're talking about what's happened, but now we've gotten to a completely
Oh yeah, we will
topic.
Go back to that, I'm sorry.
I said to Lewis, I feel like when I went to uni, I was ready to go to uni in terms of like education. I weren't ready to go into a job, so I was ready to continue studying. But I had such a club fear. I had such anxiety about going out. I had such anxiety about just life in general. And I feel like I've found my feet a bit more in like knowing who I am and like what I like, what I don't like. And like, I'm not now scared to go to clubs. It sounds so ridiculous.
I know, you used to be so
scared.
But
like,
scared
I was so boring and like didn't experience.
But I also feel like going to uni in London's a whole different ballgame to
so
going to
different.
Uni in like a city like Manchester.
Yeah, I so wish I would have, like, I don't, because I don't think I'd be doing what I was doing now. I don't think I'd have the friends that I have now.
Yeah.
But, like, I so wish I could, if now I could have done it here, I definitely would go to uni up north. And I definitely would.
I love Manchester. I don't think I'll move out of here now.
I love Manchester. I just wish I weren't such a pussy at uni is what I'm saying. Like, bottom line is, I now enjoy going out until 6 a.m. Didn't enjoy that before.
I feel like we only really went to, I'm saying we, because I used to basically live at Byron Hazards. We used to go to like Tiger, which is very...
I love Tiger Tiger.
Me too, but when you look back at it though, it wasn't filled with like uni students, it was filled with like 30-year-old men.
Yeah, it's because it's Leicester Square, it's like all the tourists that don't really know where to go, they go to the touristy areas and it's literally right in Leicester Square.
We went to a couple of other clubs, but that was very rare because it was like disgustingly expensive in London.
We went to a club once called Globe in Notting Hill and it's literally... it looks like it's in a random estate, like it's like a speakeasy. I don't think it's advertised as a speakeasy, but you get locked in the stairway, like they let like three people in at a time. You get locked in the stairway, then you walk down some stairs, they open another door, and it's literally like a basement. There's like no windows, no nothing. Like it's literally a bar what looks makeshift,
and there's no windows.
It's a concrete block, probably the size of your office. It's like the dance floor, and then you can walk up to where the toilet is, and then there's also like a little DJ booth like cut out in the wall.
And how many of you went there?
Like, there were literally like 60 people there. Like, you literally could not move.
Oh,
it was
God.
So fun, but it kind of felt a bit sketchy. Anyway, rewinding to birthday weekend in London.
Yeah.
We went to London for my birthday, Josh's birthday as well, Anna's whole lemsip incident. We went to Josh's. Josh basically had like a little house party. Flossie and everyone went, Jack, all the rest of the gang.
Yeah, there was
reunited.
Quite a few of us there, actually.
I feel like it was like YouTube
Lewis
dominated.
Lewis came as well.
Yeah, I feel like it was very YouTube dominated, which were nice because we've not been to events and stuff to see everyone. So it was nice to see everyone and like hang out. But then the next day, little Miss Anastasia Kingsnorth had to get a train straight back home because she had no voice.
I had, like, when I mean I had no voice, I had nothing. And every time I was swallowing, it literally felt like I was swallowing a bed of knives. It was horrific. Like, I've just never in my life been that ill. So I came home, literally didn't do anything for, like...
Vocal rest. Anna was
3 days.
On vocal
I was.
Rest.
I literally wasn't speaking to anyone. And then you went back to Sheffield.
I went back home to see my mum and dad just for the day, on my actual birthday. Went out for some food, found my new love for sushi, had some sushi. I don't know what it is recently. I absolutely love sushi. Love sushi. We need to go back to
Foodwell.
Oh,
I know, gorgeous. It's so nice.
And then, yeah, then the weekend after were Park Life.
Oh, I went to the NTAs actually, just before Life, I think.
Yeah, I went
to the NTAs, which is really fun. I would love to see that night all over again.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall at the NTAs. Like, I'd love to just...
There were some very rude people. Like, I feel like a lot of people in TV, I'm obviously not going to name, like, what shows off, like, it'd be pretty obvious, I think they're very entitled to a lot as soon as you go to, like, an award ceremony like that. And I was just listening to some people's conversations, like...
Babe,
like, come on.
Oh, God.
I met quite a few people that night, though. It was really good. Like, it was really good fun.
It did seem good. You saw all the drag queens that I'm very envious of. Like, I would have loved to have been there.
I tell you what, I also, which I didn't realise... I was really drunk. I met Ellie Darby and Connor, and they vlogged me, and I'm in their vlog, and we're having a full conversation, and I was watching it, like, actually with my jaw dropping, and I was like, I do not remember meeting them at all, because I was fucked. And Connor was saying that he was going to buy me a drink for £100 if I got him in the after party, and I was like, what?
What the hell?
I had no memory of it at all.
That's the only thing with events like that, is everyone is filming and documenting everything, so you're drunk and can't remember things, but someone's got it on camera and someone's recorded it. Like, you can't just get away from
anything.
It's
very embarrassing, but it's a really good night. It's probably, like, my favourite event that I've got to go to so far. So I did that, and then we went to Park Life, which was good.
It was good, but I feel like... I don't know where the weekend went. I feel like the Saturday went incredibly fast. I cannot remember doing anything on the Saturday.
I don't think I really enjoyed the Saturday because we didn't go in any crowds.
What did we do?
Like, I really wanted to see, like, Megan Thee Stallion up close. We watched her from behind. Not behind, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, at the back of the crowd. But, like, it was just dead. Like, everyone was dead.
I do not understand. I, honest to God...
Who even headlined?
I don't think... I really don't even think I drank that much. Really don't think I drank that much. But I cannot... I can remember seeing Megan Thee Stallion, can remember seeing Coffee, but I can't... I remember that, and I remember Megan Thee Stallion, one song, and I remember also being at, like, a drum and bass stage for, like...
Oh, I remember that, actually. Minutes, yeah, I remember that.
And I do not remember anything else.
The walk home.
Oh, babe, I remember the walk home, and I think that is the reason why I don't remember the rest of the night, because I was so traumatised that I think I've mentally tried to get rid of it all.
We walked all the way, if you're from Manchester, we walked from, like, Park Life to Cheetham Hill.
That's not too far. Like, towards the top of Cheetham Hill, but Cheetham Hill's massive. We walked, like, when we first came out of Park Life, it said, like, 2 hours and something to walk home, and then we walked far enough for it to say, like, 45 minutes. Like, we walked out probably like an hour.
After you've been at a festival all day, it feels a lot longer than that, though.
My feet were vibrating. And then, half the group got a taxi before us, and then we just couldn't get a taxi.
We still got home at the same time, though.
I know, yeah, so weird. No, that was the second night.
Oh, yeah, that was the second
night. You came with me and Lewis in the Uber on the way back. Yeah, the first night. Second night, you got a taxi from right outside the venue.
Second night, we got a taxi right outside. We got ripped off, though.
Yeah, no, we paid £8.
You paid £8, we paid £100. Which, to be fair, though, me and Tanisha got a good deal because we went to Fallow.
Oh, did you go... did that in the same thing?
Yeah, so we got a really good deal.
It's split between £5, £20 each. That is still ridiculous, but, like... In that moment, I feel like you would just pay it. Like, I would have just paid it.
Well, yeah, we did just pay it. As soon as they said it, I was like, less than, like, £20 each, can't be asked. But the second day was so much better at Park Life than the first day.
See, it was in terms of, like, the actual event and in terms of the music, in terms of the acts, whatever. But I crashed. I were dead. When I woke up that morning, I was so, like, just dead. I were absolutely... just couldn't even... talk to anyone. People were trying to talk to me, and I was just like, I can't talk. Went in my room.
I could tell as soon as I got to yours. Like, you were,
I just
not
were
mood.
Not. But also, as well, my flat were atrociously messy, and I've developed some weird OCD around my flat being clean, and it weren't clean. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm hungover. I have hardly had any sleep after me saying I love staying up till 6 a.m. We literally went to bed at 3, but I was so tired, and my feet were just killing. I was like, I don't want to wake up today to go to a festival to do this all over again. And I feel like once I got there, I were fine.
Becky Hill was good.
I got there, Becky Hill were playing, I were absolutely fine. But then it got to about 9 o'clock, and I hit a wall. I really, really hit a wall. And then I was just counting down the time to leave. I stopped drinking. The drinks were so expensive as well. I was just like, right, I'm just going to drink water. I just like, yeah. I was had my poncho on. I was just like, this is
We had bin bags on, actually, because it was raining. And I was like, oh, no, it doesn't matter. I don't need a poncho. I also wore the same outfit 2 days in a row. I don't know why I did that. And then we were wearing these bin bags. I had the time of my life because my favourite rapper, or like UK grime artist, whatever, is Jamie.
Oh yeah.
And he got brought out by Skepta. And if you saw me, you didn't see me, because it was very embarrassing, my reaction. But I honestly had the time of my life, and everyone else was hating it, and I was thinking, yeah, you guys are fucking boring.
I actually left.
Yeah, Byron left Frey, which stood there, and I was just like, come on. But it was so good.
It was good. I feel like it just killed me off though. I feel like for like days after, even though like the second night I hardly drank anything.
I didn't really drink the second night. I was just having
evening.
Wine. Because it was expensive. The drinks were really expensive.
I spent £182 both days on drinks. Just drinks.
So you spent £400?
No, as in like over the weekend. Oh. £182 on drinks. I added it all up the other day.
I only spent 30 something.
Babe, each round was like 30 something.
Yeah,
I were
you
buying
were also
two
buying,
drinks at the same time.
Yeah, I was only buying £6 bottles of rosé.
See, I were buying two cans and two vodkas, because so I could hold the cans, drink the vodka.
Oh,
I probably was a lot.
I was too scared. I had one vodka lemonade on the first day, then I was too scared of getting spiked. So that's why I kept buying the bottle
drinks. So that's why I got cans, because you can put your finger over the
That's what
hole.
I was doing with the rose. I was putting my finger over it.
Oh, God.
So and that was Parklife weekend.
This weekend, what, you were dying. You've been dying in bed.
I've been ill again, which I don't understand. It's not COVID. Like, I don't know what it is.
You need to get some sort of, like, vitamin C. Like, your immune system must be just shot to death.
I think I just hit a low. I was like, I went out like quite a lot,
yeah,
like almost too much, and I just realised I actually don't enjoy it as much as I thought I did, and I don't want to do it anymore.
I feel like I've come out the other end where I'm like, oh my god, like this is fun. Like, I just only on a weekend though. Like, I'll only do weekends.
Oh, see, this weekend, Saturday, like evening. Me, Callum, and Freya were talking, and we all stayed in, and we woke up on a Sunday morning. We were like, morning girls, I feel so good for not going out. And I was like, I feel amazing as well. And then saying that, we're going to Magaluf next week. That's a different story.
Yeah, no, I went. There's a gay club in Manchester, and I just love it. I feel like it brings out my energy levels. Like, I feel like
I
never have energy. And I feel like we went the other night. When did I go to Bloom? Just me and Lewis.
I don't know. You just sent me a picture like, I'm off to Bloom. And I was like, what? I'm off to bed.
But this were a weekday. This was just
a random
weekday.
Yeah, I know it was. It was like Wednesday or Thursday.
Where did we go and who... Oh, we were with Lewis's friend, my friend as well, Taylor. She'd been living in Croatia for like a year, and she's come back for uni. So we were like, right, that was the day she came back. We're like, right, we're going to go out. And I literally had two drinks when I got there. I had two vodka Red Bulls, and then I just danced. I didn't want to go home. It was like 3 o'clock. It's just the music.
I think I've got bad memories from it, from when we had that Zambuca in there that one night, and you chucked drinks
Zambuca
over all our head.
That night was just a mess. It was funny though. I was pouring
it
drinks over everyone in the club, like not in a malicious way, like Rain on Me were playing, and I just picked all the drinks off the table and like put, well, I don't know,
my hair looked like I just got out the shower. Like,
you weren't annoyed though. I feel like you.
Oh no, I wasn't
like,
annoyed.
No,
I was loving it.
The only person that were annoyed was Freya.
Yeah, because it went straight in her eye. If it had gone in my eye, then I would have been a little bit.
I feel like we
off.
Were just in like a. They were no. They were us and another person in the club.
No, you know what?
And I think we're just literally in our own bubble.
It was fine for you. It was because I was going to London the next morning on an 11 o'clock train.
It was so fun.
And I was scarred, and then I had to go to a premiere.
The music in the club that we're talking about as well is like Skater Boy. It's not like
it's the cheesiest
music, but it's also like fun. Like, it's music that you're like, oh my god, do you know, like when everyone screams like, this song.
Yeah, everyone. Oh, we're that stupid group that as soon as we hear the new song, we all turn around and look at each other like,
god. It is good. It's very cheesy, and I feel like you do have to be somewhat drunk to enjoy it. But I fucking love it.
Yeah,
and
no,
that's
I do
just
like
been
it.
My life for the past week.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
On today's episode of the Messy Group Chat.
Hi, Adam and Byron. One night stand. My friend was having a one night stand at someone's house that she wasn't supposed to be at and accidentally messaged our group chat instead of him saying, "I'm naked and ready for business. Bring your A game when you get back from the toilet." So awkward, and she didn't realise she sent it until the next morning. I'd love to remain anonymous. Oh, I just don't know why I read that. I just was like, oh.
And she is the lucky caller. Alicia. She's not actually called Alicia. I've not even seen who it's from.
Ooh. I would be mortified if I sent that to the group chat.
I want to know context, because I want to know why she shouldn't have been at his house. Like, why does he have a girlfriend? Is there a past in the friendship group?
It's probably one of those ones where your friends don't want you to see that boy.
Yeah, because you've been an idiot for him for however many months. It sounds familiar. Anyway.
Does sound very familiar, doesn't it?
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that's fun. You've just got to own it. I feel like in our friendship group, that wouldn't happen. Like, I can think of like a boy that you could be at and accidentally message us, and but our reaction would be like, "Oh, what an idiot!"
Yeah, but
also we'd just laugh at it.
Also, I feel like you wouldn't even think I'm being serious. You think, "Oh, she's probably just having a laugh and just putting that in the group chat." Yeah, like, no, we put silly things all the time, so it wouldn't make sense.
I feel like that is funny. I feel like I've never done anything like that in particular.
I haven't.
Anna hasn't done that, but Anna has posted something on her Instagram story by accident before, instead of sending it to a boy. Can you not remember?
No.
I think I still have it screenshotted. I can't remember word for word what it said, but I remember absolutely dying. And only I saw it, and I'm like, surely that's someone on your phone.
On my close friends?
On your Snapchat.
On my Snapchat? Oh my god, I know what I put.
But what did you actually put?
We
don't have to read out what you
put.
No,
I don't remember what it was, but I know you saw it, and I was like, please never tell anyone.
And I kept replying. I replied because I literally saw it when it went up. In fact, it had been up probably like 10 minutes. And
I saw it.
I messaged Anna like, surely this is Callum on your phone. And it turns out she weren't even with Callum. Me.
This was my private Snapchat story though. Like, it only had friends on it.
Imagine if you'd posted it on your Instagram story or something.
Who the fuck was it going to? I can't remember.
Oh, it's here.
What did it say? Ah! I literally don't think so.
It's the exact same. It is literally the exact same type of vibe as what the girl did.
Who did I send that to?
It's the same vibe as the girl did. It's a blank screen with text on Snapchat. And Anna posted it on her story. And
oh
not
my
even
God.
To the group chat, this would have been so much better. But all bottom line is, when I said it could be worse,
definitely be worse, because babe, I have done worse.
What is your advice in that situation?
Babe, I think just own it.
That's what you've done.
Like, I just think, well, fuck it, you're getting a shack out of it.
Oh god, I'm so horny. When you get in here,
Byron.
That's what it said. Lord Jesus Christ.
That is disgusting. That's, oh my god, yeah. I can't believe I did that. That is very embarrassing. Okay, well, now we're gonna talk about our own one night stand experiences.
I feel like that's eased us into it.
You can go first, because I'm in the deep end.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm in a very loving, respectful relationship right now, and have been for a very long time. I actually don't know. I feel like people think I slept around a lot, but I haven't.
I don't think you ever told me about this, but I overheard you and Freya talking about it.
What?
When you sucked off that 43-year-old police officer.
Oh. That were a while ago. Well, obviously it were a while ago. It was way before I knew Lewis.
Well, surely that was a one-night stand, eh?
Oh yeah, but do you class that as a one-night stand? Because I was thinking about like actual sex.
Oh, well, if you think about actual sex.
Oh, I hate that that's on the internet and my mum's going to listen. Like, that is actually awful.
You read out what was on that Snapchat, so I'm just getting you back.
That is awful, because my mum and dad are in the 40s.
Yeah, so is my mum.
Oh, I don't know what that was. I feel like I was just living out a little porn fantasy there. It was very much like a porn fantasy. I'm not going to go into detail about it, because I also don't want... Not that anyone would ever find out who it was. He's in the police, and also he shouldn't, like, he weren't on duty, but also what, like,
He shouldn't have been there.
It shouldn't have happened with the nature of his job. Like, anyway, I was living out a very much porn star fantasy. It was one of them things that, like, it could have been like a porno, and I was the main character. And I just thought, you know what? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. This is never going to happen again. Don't even know if the guy were gay, but it just happened. It happened, and it's just something I've blocked out. Sorry
for bringing that up again.
Awful.
Is that your one night stand story then?
Well, yeah, because I can't think of any other. I can't think of any other ones.
I've got like a couple I could choose out of.
I think I've literally only had like 3 1 night stands.
I don't know how many I've had.
I think I've had 3 1 night stands, and they like were all when I lived in London. I've never had a one night stand in Manchester.
Oh God, I have.
Oh babe, we know you have.
My one night stand story is very interesting. So basically, I'm not going to say who the person was, but I was sat with this girl and we were going down TikTok and we were just scrolling down the feed page and she was like, oh, do you fancy this boy? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, he's really good looking. Didn't think anything of it. Literally was just like passing comment like, yeah, he's good looking. And then the next day being Saturday, she goes, oh yeah, by the way, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, nothing, why? She was like, oh good, because I've arranged for him to come and stay at yours. I was like, what? I was like, who? And she said the name. I was like, yeah, who's that? And she was like, oh, that guy you said you fancied. I was like, yeah, it was more of a passing comment, but okay.
Like more of he's good looking.
Like yeah, like more of like a, oh yeah, he's good looking, not, oh my God, yeah, come stay at mine for a sleepover. But then anyway, that night, ended up having a little get together, ended up having a little party. He ended up coming back to mine, ended up sleeping with him. And then the next day, he decided to go and film some TikToks in my living room.
Yeah, awful. What the
like,
hell?
Like, really bad. Like, TikToks in my living room, some of which I was in. Like, not, like, moving, just in the background.
In the background,
just in the
yeah.
background, like, chilling. Like, I'm not being funny. I'm not really looking like I want to film a TikTok.
Oh, God.
And then, like, 3 weeks later, I saw it on my For You page.
Like, he'd held the TikTok.
Like,
held the TikTok and not posted it at the time. And then,
posted it.
Yeah,
and I was
so
like,
weird.
What the fuck? And I messaged him saying, fancy taking TikTok down. Like, I don't really, you know, I don't really want that on the internet. He was like, oh, can I not post it? And I was like, no, actually,
that's
you can't.
So weird. I feel like that's my biggest fear. Anyone filming anything, like, I think, I don't know. I feel like that just scares the life out of me.
It's my biggest fucking fear now because it fucking happened.
I remember when that person came to mine and then as they were leaving, we were like, congrats on 100K, by the way. Like,
oh my
stuff
God,
like that
that's
is
awful.
Mortifying. That is very, very mortifying. And I feel like it could be worse for you, especially when someone's filming a TikTok, like, just walk up, one
I
night stand,
hear,
and then...
Like, in the morning, I was still in bed and I could hear him doing something in the kitchen. I was thinking, what is he doing? And then I got up and walked in.
That's very bizarre.
And it was just moving the camera,
oh God,
like, you know, like a TikTok
word,
the biggest ick in the world. I was like, oh my God. But he drove me all the way home, though, so I can't say anything. He drove me 3 hours home. Which is really nice of him. He literally drove 3 hours, by the way.
He did seem nice. He seemed nice, but that's just an icky.
Yeah, that was just an icky situation.
So if you're having a one-night stand, don't wake up and film a TikTok in the person's
Basically.
House the next morning.
I feel like I'm a bit over that. Obviously, you're in a relationship, though, so obviously you're well over it. But I feel very much over that stage of my life now. Like, even though I'm going to Bangalore next week, and let's be real, like, we all know what's gonna go down properly, but like,
and that is why I'm not going.
But like, I don't know, the thought of it now just doesn't really appeal to me as much as it did maybe like last year.
That makes it sound as though you've done it a lot and like you're worn out.
Yeah, but no, but I haven't though. I literally haven't. Like,
yeah, no, I can confirm like that has not happened. She's not a whore, guys.
I'm not a whore.
And
I
if
promise.
You are, live your damn best life.
I've had like 2 1 night stands. Everybody else I've like spoken to in some sort of way.
I feel bad for even saying wrong use of words. Take back the whore comment, because you're not a whore if you sleep with people. Like, that's I didn't mean it like that. I feel like we use the word whore just very,
we use it very like,
very flaccidly, like, very loosely, like, very, what's the word, very
very loosely,
no, there's another word, very like, I don't know what the word
is.
Anyway, I retract that before anyone's offended. We mean it in more of a jokey manner. I don't think you'd be over it. I feel like everyone, when you're single, that is like part of like going out, having fun, like meeting new people, blah, blah. Like, sex is a great thing. People, you've got to explore them avenues before you're old and wrinkly. And even then, I hope you're still exploring them. But like,
I feel like I've kind of done it. Like, I joined Hinge the other day. Which is
a
really good decision.
One of my friends that I were with the other day turned around to me and was like, oh, guess who I saw on Hinge? And I was like, who? Like, I was literally thinking, who are my friends? Looks like none of my friends look like they use Hinge. I feel like
I use Hinge.
I feel like I had Hinge like for like 10 minutes And then I was just like, this is just annoying. Like, my thing was something really about Madeleine McCann. Like, what's... Just all the questions and all the bullshit. Like, I feel like... I don't know. I feel like as a gay, you want more of like...
Well, yeah, it's not really...
What do you like to do in your spare time, babe? This is, I'm in my spare time now. That's why I'm on here.
I've had some really good conversations. I've met some beautiful people on there.
Can't say I've ever really delved into Hinge.
I would not use Tinder anymore. I would definitely stick to Hinge now.
And the sponsor of today's episode is... Imagine. No, I feel like there's a lot of... I feel like dating apps are fine, but I feel like there's also a lot of like horror stories. Don't know how dating apps work out, but me and Lewis met on a dating app.
Yeah, I was
going
to say you met on a dating app.
So it does work, guys. Proof in the pudding.
Quite a few people I know have met on a dating app, actually.
Are you going on any dates from any of these?
I've been asked on two this week, actually.
Oh.
But I don't know where to go yet.
Potential boyfriend on the cards.
Very beautiful boy. Basically, I like to go on dates. I think dates are fun.
You've not been on... I don't think you've been on that many dates, though.
I've been on a few.
Should we name names?
Go on.
Can we... I know, I can only think of two people.
No, I can think of a few more that I've not mentioned.
This sounds like I'm shaming you. I feel like I'm not trying to shame you.
Yeah, it doesn't like, oh my God, you're going
no,
on
No, because
dates.
I feel like I made it sound at first as though you were like going on thousands of dates. Then I also was like, fuck, that's not what I'm trying to imply. Then I tried to take it back, but I made it sound like, you've never been on a date.
No, it's just fun summer evenings when like everyone's busy. Dating, and like, what should I do tonight? And then to go and get a drink.
It is fun. And I feel like dating doesn't have to be such a like serious thing. Like you can be a serial dater and date around and like...
Yeah, I think that's more fun.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So there's our one night stand episode, guys.
That's it.
And if any boys are listening, I'm back on Hinge.
Oh, babe. And to wrap this episode up nicely, here's another kiss and tell. Now, if you don't know how this works, we're not going to say this every time, but if this is the first episode you're listening to, kiss and tell is basically... something, some product, whether it's a product, it could be anything, like literally anything, a story that we want to tell, something that we basically just want to kiss and tell the world about. So Anastasia, take to the floor, kiss and tell.
I feel like it can't really get any worse than last week, which I think I recommended Dr. Beckham. So
which I've since then bought, finally.
Which, to be fair, it's really good. I'm trying to recommend like practical things. Anyway, I got a million and one questions because I keep wearing my hair up because I cannot be asked to put it down, and I use this hair gel and it's so good. I don't actually know the full name of it, but it's from I don't know where I'll put it on the podcast Instagram, little plug, you can go read it over there. Basically, it's this L'Oreal hair gel, it's men's, and it's really good.
We'll pop it on the Instagram.
We'll put it on the Instagram, and if you want to sleek your hair back, you need to get it. That's
amazing.
My kiss and tell.
That is not my kiss and tell. I actually don't know what my kiss and tell is. My kiss and tell could be the gay club that I was talking about. It could be the fact that I've been
cardigan
multiple times called a twink in a cardigan from my friends. Could be the cardigans, because apparently they bring out the comments.
I just said it in a passing comment one day. Someone was like, oh, you're going to be cold. I was like, oh, no. I was like, one of them will have a cardigan.
One of the gays.
one of the gays will have a cardigan. It's fine.
And I've since then lived that narrative. Oh, my God, it could be my new shoes. I've got some very looking school
the
shoes.
Loafers.
Some loafers. Got them on right now if you want to take a look under the table.
Wow.
I actually love them.
I feel like that's it, because you recommended spray paint last time.
Yeah, that's better than spray paint, guys. I don't have a definite one. But that is... my kiss and tell this week is to live your best life and be a whore and smile. My kiss and tell is just be you.
Ew,
my kiss and tell this week is just to be you and rawr.
Ew. Anyway, that is it for this episode of the podcast. I, again, don't really know what we've spoken about. The main topic was meant to be one night stands, but I feel like...
we don't ever deliver what you actually order.
I do apologise.
We work for Amazon, you're ordering a pack of pencils, we're bringing you a fucking Dr. Beckham.
We always have it so organised, and then we just go off on a complete tangent. Ugh. But I feel like it was enjoyable.
Expect anything less and you'll be disappointed. Just go with the flow, guys.
I'm quite excited to listen to this episode back, actually.
Oh, like the last one you listened to? Yeah, sure.
I listened to it once it was live. I was deathly ill, actually.
Anyway.
You know, when I'm dying and I need an ambulance, and Brian's like, oh, really?
I said I would bring a clothing rail to the hospital and style you. I offered to do your makeup in hospital. Bitch, what else do you want? Anyway, yeah, that is it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed... oh my God, I was going to say, please smash
a
big thumbs up.
What
the hell? If you enjoyed, don't forget to subscribe on all your streaming platforms. It really does help us out. We're currently number 11 in the charts, and it's going to be embarrassing when we're not number 11 in the charts
by
the time this goes live.
Come on, try and
get us a top 10. Just keep it there. Even if you don't get us any higher, we're completely happy with that. Keep it above 20, and we'll promise to keep making and what the hell? We'll just continue to talk shit and try.
Try
and
make you smile.
Try and make you smile and live your best lives. Anyway, bye!
Bye!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.